bushed.
Okay, or if you didn't put the two in there, you might say we had what many balloons?
Bushed.
Okay. What was it that molasses came in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Buckets.
What?
Bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Jars.
Okay. What about lard?
Buckets and pails.
Okay. Okay. If you had a salt box that didn't have a spout on it, and you wanted to pour salt into something smaller, you might have to get something that was, shaped like this.
Funnel.
A what?
Funnel.
Okay. What would you use to urge your horses to go faster if you're riding a buggy?
Whip.
Okay. If you bought some fruit at the grocery store, what the grocer would put them in a what?
Fruit.
Yeah.
Plastic bag.
Okay. Or if you bought just a whole bunch of stuff, he'd probably put them in a big what?
Paper bag. Paper bag.
Okay. Paper what?
Paper bag.
Okay.
Or box.
Okay. Let's see. How was a fairly large amount of sugar packaged?
Cloth bags.
Okay, okay. Was it smooth cloth or was it rough? Or?
It was rough.
Okay. Okay, what would you call a kind of bag or a sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Grass sack.
What?
Grass sack.
Oh, okay. What's the difference between a sack and a bag?
A sack is cloth and the bag is paper.
Okay, and if it's plastic, it'd be a what?
Bag.
Okay. What might you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel.
Okay. Any other word you might have for that?
Get you to a load.
A what?
Load.
Okay. Okay. Say that on a wagon that didn't have a full load, he just had a what?
Half.
Okay. Have you ever heard jag used, the word jag?
Saw. Jag saw.
What?
Jag saw.
Oh. No, this would be for like a half.